hand of Mona Lisa's skirt. I'm a surprise, Kevin. They don't see me coming. They don't see me coming. That's what you're missing.
I trust you recognize the Last Supper, the great fresco by Leonardo da Vinci. And my dear, if you would close your eyes.
Well, Lee, save us the parlor tricks.
You asked for my help, I recall. Allow an old man his indulgences. Now, mademoiselle, where is Jesus sitting?
In the middle.
Good. He and his disciples are breaking bread. And what drink?
Wine. He drank wine.
Splendid. And one final question. How many wine glasses are there on the table?
One. The Holy Grail.
Open your eyes. No single cup.
No chalice. Well, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Considering both the Bible and standard Grail legend celebrate this moment as the definitive arrival of the Holy Grail. Now, Robert, you could be of help to us. If you'd be so kind as to show us the symbols for man and woman, please.
Oh, no balloon animals.
I can make a great duck.
This is the original icon for male. It's a rudimentary phallus.
Quite to the point.
Yes, indeed.
It's known as the blade. It represents aggression and manhood. It's a symbol still used today in modern military uniform.
Yes, the more penises you have, the higher your rank, boys will be boys.
Now, as you would imagine, the female symbol is its exact opposite. This is called the chalice.
And the chalice resembles a cup or vessel, or more importantly, the shape of a woman's womb. No, the Grail has never been a cup. It is quite literally this ancient symbol of womanhood. And in this case, a woman who carried a secret so powerful that if revealed, it would devastate the very foundations of Christianity.